green blind.
If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
A drag race, they're sideways, and it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3, playoff style, on the airwaves one more time. The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3, Eddie Greer III, you the guys, a.k.a. EG3, for this NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports, talking about the Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And finally, all three divisions are in their playoffs. The Xfinity Series gets their kicked off on Friday. And as you can probably tell by my voice, I am awfully fired up for this episode, post-race edition of the podcast, Las Vegas style. And you're probably tell you why, but I'll tell you guys that in a bit. So a packed show once again. So much to get into, including breaking news that went down around lunch hour here in Kansas, Oregon, say it, over there this afternoon if you're living on the east side of the United States. But yes, breaking news, and I'm going to save that for last here today, tonight, on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Of course, EG3 Hummus will be before that, and of course, the breaking news as well. But we got a jam-packed edition of 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Let's get right on into it. I'm gonna do it a little slightly different here tonight on this episode of the post-race edition of the podcast, playoff reaction from Vegas. It is time to go. I'm gonna actually start in the Xfinity Series race first. Tyler Reddick, your regular season champion, not only did that, a big night for this two car. And I'm going to give you clue and hints as we get in deeper into this episode. But yeah, you've got to be more excited for this young man here going forward in his NASCAR Cup career. But first off, he won the regular season title. And then you go out. And know that you win the fuel mileage strategy game on Christopher Bell to win at Las Vegas. Tyler Reddick going in here as we switch our Big D just checked in here. The producer of the Throughout NASCAR podcast, the Rhino Pro Trucks Outfitters 300 in this race right here. Tyler Reddick started in the top five in this one. And to be honest with you guys, I did not watch much of this Xfinity Series race. I was going back and forth in between football game, college football, on Saturday night. But anyways, kept picking in and out of this race. And then fuel strategy. We have not seen too many of these overall, really, in all three. If you put all three divisions together, you have not seen much of the few mile strategy games being played throughout the year. Tyler Reddick managed to win, outlast Christopher Bell to secure another victory, his fifth victory this year. And again, I'm going to give you hints toward this breaking news at the end of the podcast. Tyler Reddick has some quite future going on here moving forward. But first off, though, he's going to have to go up with his title defense up against Christopher Bell, Cole Custer, that big three. And you got to deal with sleepers like Austin Cindric, Chase Briscoe, and those guys. And the long shots, Justin Haley. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And others here. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Tyler Reddick did just that. Scoring another victory. And Christopher Bell, another dominant performance. And this is one of the tracks, guys, that he did not has not won on. Well, that streak will continue into 2020. Christopher Bell coming up short there, out there in Las Vegas. Let's give it to you, the top 10 from this Xfinity Series race here. Reddick and Bell already covered those two. Brandon Jones finishing a third position, followed by Cole Custer. Justin Allgaier hits in the postseason, still winless. I know I keep bringing it up on this podcast, but that's something you guys have to keep an eye on. But remember, though, it was Tyler Reddick did have a win, one win, going into the playoffs last year, and he came on very strong in the postseason, winning a couple of races, including, obviously, the championship four race a year ago. So this, it might be this cat, Allgaier, who's all of a sudden trying to heat up at the right time. Also, JG Junior Motorsports teammate Noah Gragson finishing the sixth spot. How about this? Not in the playoffs, obviously, but Greg Galding has turned in some great performances in the regular season. He finished the seventh. Big news coming out of GMS with John Hunter Nemechek, eighth, Riley Hurst, ninth, and for the last time in his NASCAR career, Elliott Salo. I was in it, of course, in and out of this race, but he, at one point, was a lap down in his race and somehow finished in the 10th position. Others who are in the postseason, that includes Austin Center, finished 12th, Michael Annette 13th, and you go back up a couple positions to Chase Briscoe in the 11th, and Justin Haley finished 15th. I pretty much covered that. The top 12 going to the playoffs here starting on Friday night at Richmond. And also in this mix in the playoffs, which would include John Hunter, Ryan Sieg as well. So those are two I left out of the mix. And going back to GMS real quick, they could be shutting down their Xfinity program if they can't find the right driver who brings in the money or sponsorship as well. So I listened to that via Final Lap Podcast today, getting caught with that. So that kind of threw me off guard a little bit there. But GMS could shut down its doors after the end of the year. Crazy. So already, you know, you could be losing Bell and Tyler Reddick and Cole Custer. So this series, if you really want to look at it, guys, Big D, it's going to have to find some young talent pretty quickly here, because, I mean, you're going to have guys like those three guys we've been talking about all year, Bell, Reddick, possibly Custer moving up to the next level, and all you're going to have left, guys that have not run up front very much, Justin Haley, and a couple others. Michael Annette's won Daytona early on, the first race of the year this year, and it's put down some good performances. So Justin Allgaier has been the, quote unquote, old guy in this series, has had a lot of success here, has not won this year still, just a surprise of many in a NASCAR country. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting here to follow, obviously follow the Xfinity Plus, which start Friday night throughout the rest of the year, and see where this ends up in the offseason. This offseason is going to be really interesting in the Xfinity Series, but right now, the Xfinity Series Plus will begin Friday night. Go Bowling 250 at Richmond Raceway on NBCSN. 6:30 local start here in the state of Kansas. 7:30 Eastern Time, VA time. And you're listening to us on this podcast on the West Coast, which we have a lot of followers do. Y'all know what to do. Y'all figure out the math and tune in then. So MRN has coverage on that as well. And again, for those of you just tuning into the podcast, thank you for listening to Through Our NASCAR Podcast EG3 on this post-playoff reaction of Vegas. And just to recap, the 12 guys battling for the championship in the Xfinity Series: Christopher Bell, your leader, your number one seed, Cole Custer, and Tyler Reddick 2 and 3, the big 3, all year long in the Xfinity Series, locked up 44 points apiece, 11 back of Bell. Austin Cindric, your 4th seed, Chase Briscoe, number 5, he and Allgaier locked up in that battle. There, Briscoe gets a nod due to a victory at Iowa a couple months ago. Allgaier, the 6th seed, Annette, your Daytona winner from the beginning of this year, 7th seed, Noah Gregson, 8th, Brandon Jones, 9th, Justin Haley, 10th seed, and then Rockhor, Sieg, and Nemechek back it up, 11th and 10th, and they're going to have their work cut out for them here. Yeah, of course, you were over 50, like going to Noah Gregson, Jones, Haley, Sieg, Nemechek. Woo! You're going to have your work cut out for you here to start these plows. But hey, you know what? Anything can happen, just as Justin Allgaier of last year. So, see what happens. It's going to be crazy. Richmond playoffs get underway on NBCSN. Looking forward to that. Obviously, switching gears to the middle lane, the Truck Series at Vegas. Woo-wee! Boy, we had some fireworks, literally, on Friday the 13th in this race. Man, I gotta tell you, this was the first elimination race of these playoffs, the World of Westgate 200 at Las Vegas, and it was Friday the 13th, and strange things happen on Friday the 13th, and man, did it ever, so ever. But the winner of this race, gotta tell you folks, Hattori Racing, of course, was led by Brett Moffitt last year, won the final two playoff races en route to the championship, and Hattori Racing making a statement with Country Strong and Austin Hill, bringing home another victory. This is his second in 4 races. Of course, he capped off the regular season with a win at Michigan. He does the same thing in the first round of 8. Caps off the round with a monumentous victory. They're running down the Ross Chastain late and blowing the doors off of Chastain and Hill. Win number 3 of the season for Austin Hill. Of course, he punched his ticket in to the playoffs. Not into the playoffs, but the round of 6 next month at Talladega. But the bigger story here, guys, Big D, gotta be shaking your head because this 98 truck, I had picked him to be in the top in the Final 4, the regular season champion, a stunner at Vegas. Ain't going to make it, ain't transferring to, obviously, eliminated due to a possible oil leak. And this was one of the start of one of a couple for Thor Sport Racing. What a rough night. And still, somehow managed to at least transfer at least one of their trucks in the next round. That in the person of Matt Crafton, which leaves Johnny Sauter out. So, Johnny Sauter, Grant Emminger, out of the playoffs. And those are some big money. That's some big money names right there. Johnny Sauter won earlier, but ever since that victory, ladies and gentlemen, Sauter has been out to right field. He has not been a factor. But even though those trucks were a factor Friday night, and funny enough, Sauter and Crafton had the same problem in the very same lap, running over some type of debris on a racetrack. Sauter first, and Crafton all of a sudden, boom, he's under fire as well. The strangest, damnest thing ever that I have seen this year. And on top of that, teammates under fire, and yeah, they couldn't continue. Sauter tried to go back out there. He should stay in the garage, man. I understand the situation there, but even so, though, drama unfolded between Sauter and Tyler Ankrum for that last final transfer position right there. So, I mean, kudos to the 13 team there for getting back out there. I mean, crazy for me to say. I shouldn't have went back out there, but once the green flag dropped after one of those cautions, Sauter all of a sudden blew up. He was pretty much done. And Ankrum had some scary moments there late, trying to close out that last transfer spot there. And Tyler Ankrum grabs the last spot. Stuart Friesen also transferred. He had a strange night as well. This truck has some speed in it, but that speed went away early. He had motor issues throughout the night, so he was not a factor in the race there. But you gotta give credit. Brett Moffitt also was in the hunt in this race, running up front and staying out of trouble in this race there. But Lord and behold, Austin Hill and Hattori Racing once again one win away from getting back to the championship four. Not with Brett Moffitt, but Austin Hill. Who would be saying that? Sure as hell not me. If you asked that at the beginning of the year, that's why you make predictions, right? And that's why the racing's on the track, boys and girls, instead of in the papers. So Austin Hill scoring the win there. Ross Chastain strong all three races, finishing in the second spot. Once again, your pole sitter for this race, Christian Eckes. Third, let's just bring down the top 10 for you. Sheldon Creed had a strong finish there in fourth. Ty Gillen, fifth. Brendan Poole finished sixth. Brett Moffitt finished in the seventh position, but he also already had a ticket into the round of six with back-to-back victories at Bristol and Canada. Ben Rhodes, the only truck, Thor Sport truck, to escape weird trouble at Vegas, can bring it home in the top 10, eighth. Harrison Burton, ninth. How about Kyle Busch Motorsports trucks finishing the top 10 there? And Dylan Lupton finished in the top 10. Rounds out the top 10 there for the Ward of Westgate 200. And then, of course, some notables here. Tyler Ankrum clinched the final spot to the round of six there. Ankrum, Kevin Bono Mannion. How about this story? Talladega, anything can happen. And Ankrum, what a story with this would be. He can pull off the upset in one of those races and get himself to the championship for 11th. And we scroll down here. Big D scrolling down here to Stuart Friesen. Motor issues all night long. 19th. And, of course, Sauter eliminated in 29th. Crafton stays in by the skin of his teeth there. Crafton in the next round. Finished 30th. And, of course, the shocker, probably of this postseason so far to this point anyways, in all three series to this point, Grant Infinger not going to transfer to next round, finishing there in 32nd spot right there. So, wow. Grant Infinger, Rankerson champion, and as I said on this podcast, for the last several months, he's had probably the more better trucks of the Thor Sport team there, even though Crafton has been more consistent this year than he has been in the last couple years, especially last year. Sauter has been off. Ben Rhodes has had some bad luck here and there. Infinger, regular champ, once again, boys and girls, not going to make it to the next round. So here we go. Round of six will begin October 12th at Talladega, of all places. And your drivers are number one seed, Brett Moffitt, there. And then you got to go down to Austin Hill, moving into the second seed there over Ross Chastain by a point. Stuart Friesen, Matt Crafton, Tyler Ankrum, they're six back from Crafton. So right now, Crafton, Ankrum, but this will obviously will change. They will start outside the cut line for a spot for the championship four. And again, ladies and gentlemen, let's give it to you one more time here. Sugarshine 250, October 12th on FS1 kicks off the round of six. Who will get their ticket first to Miami or will have an upset on our hands? So FS1 will have coverage of that. You're seeing a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, post-race edition, playoff edition of Las Vegas triple header 3-Wide with the NASCAR series. EG3 Healy, guys, here tonight on this humid September here in Manhattan, Kansas. We're recording this, of course, on September 17th, 2019. And I had a busy schedule back end of the week. I'll be going to Ohio on Thursday afternoon in preparation for marathon number two. This podcast will be out Thursday morning, so definitely we will definitely get half this out before I leave out of town for the rest of the weekend. So definitely, same time, same day, different time. So excited for that, and just excited for the entire weekend. Got a marathon. Me and a good friend of mine will be going to tackle the marathon. Last year we did the half marathon together. This time around, we are staying the course and doing the marathon. This will be my second, as I stated a few moments ago, and this is going to be his first. So Air Force Marathon, that's going to be exciting. Over 1,000 people, more than 1,000 people going to competing in this. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm fired up for it, and that's why I'm always fired up to do my podcast. I love come on here and sharing my view of what's been happening in NASCAR. So definitely excited for that, and definitely excited for the playoffs for all three divisions here. And of course, the Xfinity will be starting here, so I'm probably going to be, I'm going to tell you offhand right now, I'm probably going to be missing that due to getting some rest there. But definitely should be able to catch the Cup Series race, which that's a good transition. Playoff opener, and hell yeah, Martin Truex Jr. Yeah, baby. Truex Nation, shout out in the house. Martin Truex Jr. once again, third out of 4 years, win the playoff opener. Of course, you got to go back to the first row days back in 16 and 17. Open the playoffs with a win at Chicagoland. And then, of course, didn't do it last year at Vegas. Could have, though. But if circumstances would have played into his hands, but it didn't. But this year, come back, night race, obviously. Do it, and do it big. Martin Truex Jr. closed out Kevin Harvick for the win. And not only that, now officially, at least up to this point now, heading into Richmond, a series-leading fifth win in 2019 for Mark Trish Jr., Cole Pern, that bunch right there, making a statement there. Everybody, you know, maybe it's quiet confidence on my end. I'm not trying to go all fanboy. Y'all know how I do on the Three Wide NASCAR podcast, but, you know, that I had some quiet confidence. You know, they had in the combination, obviously. Their postseason success, obviously, a lot of people in my mind are counting these guys out. I mean, to not make it to Homestead. And you can look at, you know, the stats over the last three races and whatnot. The team, I mean, I've watched, obviously, fan of the MTJ, number one driver. But, I mean, they've had some bad luck going in and rolling in on the wrong side of the bed going in these playoffs. And that's how you do it right there. And now, pass through to the next round. You ain't got to worry about the stupid Roval. You ain't got to worry about Richmond, even though Martin is the best road course racer in the business right now. In Richmond, he's coming off winning his first short track race at Richmond back in the spring. So he could possibly do some more damage. And, you know, you can try some things and whatnot. But, hey, you know, even Martin said it in his post-race there, talk right there, you know, try to get some more. That's what it's all about. Try to go get it. Try to go get more plot points. It's what it's all about. I mean, more you get, the better chances you have to get the Homestead and have a chance, another crack at trying to win another championship in the business right there. So Mark Trish Jr., Cole Pern there, taking care of business there in the fourth quarter and motoring past Kevin Harvick coming out of Indianapolis. Was the last winner coming into this Las Vegas race there. Kevin Harvick in position right there, but the pits. I mean, that's what it came down to there. The 19 crew made up some time there on pit lane there and got Truex closer. I mean, Truex had a great long run car there, and it was Kevin Harvick that was pulling away there. The final leading up to that final pit stop there, Truex was catching Harvick there. So, and then that really set up a good pit stop there by the 19 team there for maintain. But yeah, the difference was there. And if this thing, which it did, obviously went green flag, laps went straight green flag all the way, Truex would have a chance, would like his chances, and it did play out to the favor right there. So Harvick does continue that momentum and finishes in the second spot. And I'm just going to go make it easier on you, Big D. I'm just going to go right down the line and focus on this playoff drive, because this is what it's all about now. Playoff edition, playoff drivers only, and maybe one outside driver out of these playoffs. But Brad Keselowski finished third. Keselowski. Woo! Gotta tell you, man, I thought Keselowski was in trouble through this race. This dude out to lunch early, and as the race went on, Paul Wolf and these guys, and at one point, these guys were under the hood of this two car, Auto Trader 4, and all of a sudden, Brad Keselowski is in the top five with some 40 laps to go. This is typical, because typical of this two team, because they're nowhere to be found in this first two stages, and all of a sudden, that final stage, bam, they're right there in the mix. And shout out to that two game for keeping Brad Keselowski in the game, and results in a third for him. Next playoff driver is Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott, at one point, led a few laps in stage two, led 12 laps to be exact here. And Chase Elliott, the lead dog for Hendrick Motorsports there, coming home in the fourth spot right there. So a great start for Chase Elliott right there. And then Blaney. Oh, he had a wild day himself. Contact with the 24 of William Byron. And he and Byron end up talking after the race. But basically, Blaney reassuring him that it was a mistake there, trying to drive too hard, aggressively, and making contact. And then one of the cautions caused by Byron spinning off of turn number 4. Bringing out one of those cautions there. But Blaney, they are finishing in the fifth spot right there. Only leading one lap, obviously. But Blaney was one of those guys that needed a good start to these playoffs and did just that right there. Alex Bowman brought the same car to Vegas from Chicagoland. One of the better results, but hey, you know, a sixth place finish for Bowman. Can't get much better than that for Alex Bowman right there after starting 19th position right there. So Bowman, that 88 going into Richmond here with some points right there. We'll see what happens there. William Byron. I just talked about Byron with Blaney, contact with Blaney moments ago. You listen to 3Wide NASCAR podcast. We're about to take our intermission break here in a moment. But William Byron started 14th, led 6 laps right there, and he rallied from, and what actually, folks, a great call set up by Chad Knaus leading to their final pit stop there, leaving Byron out a little bit longer. And Knaus making an aggressive call, taking two tires, and reserves a top 10 finish for William Byron. Again, he's one of those guys that needed to gather the most points he can gather up here to start it off. This is what you got to do. I've been saying it all along. You got to start off right. And Bowman, Blaney, Byron, the triple B's up there, 5th, 6th, and 7th right there. Byron, of course, 2/3 of the B's run for Rick Hendrick right there. Kyle Larson was up in the top 5 through the first half of the race there. Kind of struggled to get back to the top 5 though. But hey, after starting the 15th, you finish in the 8th spot there, only leading 2 laps. Hey, that's how you do it. That's how, at least in the round of 16 at least. Maybe if you transfer in the next round, you got to dip and dive, get these top 10 finishes, and stay out of trouble. That's what this 42 team did. His teammate, however, did not. We'll talk about that on the other side of the intermission. Joey Logano will end this first half, this first segment, with him finishing in a ninth spot. And he, by far, probably had the best car in this field, the defending champ, with contact with Daniel Suarez. And Suarez and Logano having some disagreement there. And eventually, they had a talking to afterwards. And it appears that he had squared away, but leading 105 laps there, winner of stage one, and then probably the turning point in this race was stage two there. Logano looked to be appeared to go for a win to winning both stages there and then getting caught up in the old lap traffic. Matty D, they're racing him hard there. And Mark Trez Jr. there, right place, right time. Logano, wrong place, wrong time for him. Truex with that sweet pass on Logano there. I know I want to say it's a little, kind of a little redemption, if you will, from the title race 1 year ago. But hey, any small victories help out there. Truex gets the plot point on stage two. Logano doesn't. Slams on the steering wheel and then sets up the demise there. Logano going backwards on one of those early restarts in the final stage there, and obviously brought the contact with Daniel Suarez there. Logano had an opportunity there to possibly sweep Las Vegas. You got to go back to the spring race, the first race earlier this year. Logano won the race over Keselowski, his teammate there. Logano could have swept these races, but different circumstances come into play here, as playoff races do. And Logano had to settle for the ninth position. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to 3 Wide NASCAR Pikes. Before we do get into the break, obviously, the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast, you're following me at EG3_FastEddie again, at EG3_FastEddie again. You can find the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 wherever you download your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Spotify, CastBox, Stitcher. Yeah, you know it, you got it. And obviously, still getting caught up with it, but I'm currently working on it. You can also find episodes of the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast on SoundCloud. And I hope to actually get closed up, get caught up with all the episodes on there as well. So you can also listen to that as well. It's exciting stuff. And obviously, we got round two of the playoffs. Richmond in the Cup Series, in the playoff opener for the Xfinity Series at Richmond. Short week for the guys, so hey, the fireworks are just beginning. Postseason is off and running in NASCAR, so throughout NASCAR Podcast EG3, you do not want to miss this moment. Hey, please, I know we got heavy listeners here in Manhattan, obviously, and out west, and we're getting a few more on the east side as well. Please, if you have been listening all year long, or if you're new to the podcast and like what you're hearing, please tell your friends about the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast. You do not want to miss a moment, exciting moment of 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast when we return. Oh yeah, we're going to talk about Kurt Busch and Kyle, the Busch boys. Boy, they had some issues, let me tell you that. And of course, we got the breaking news on the back end of the show as well. EG3 stickers still to get to as well. Time for our pit stop on the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're rolling along on this post-playoff reaction from Vegas EG3, Eddie Gray III. One more time for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. Literally going three wide with all three divisions tonight. Gainer Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. The three biggest divisions in all of NASCAR. And we continue this playoff reaction from Vegas. Still on the Cup side. On the high side. We are pretty much, I think we're over halfway through with these playoff drivers, because 1 through 9 are playoff drivers. Now we have a 10th in there, which is, oh boy, this hard working man, Ryan Newman. Yes, Ryan Newman, right now, I have checked the standings. I don't have them yet, but I'll pull them up after this. Newman continues to be that workhorse that, okay, we're going to run around top 15 all day and somehow, by the end of the fourth quarter, be in the top 10. This is his motto. I just said it in the first half of this podcast. You got to do what you got to do. Get top 10 finishes. Stay out of trouble. Newman did just that here, scoring a huge top 10 here. We'll get to those standings here in a little bit. Next playoff driver is not until we go to Denny Hamlin, who finished in the 15th spot. Denny Hamlin, this guy had speed all weekend long. Really, all of Joe Gibbs Racing car had speed all weekend long. But three of the four had issues, and Denny Hamlin struggled uncharacteristically all night long in the 15th spot. And last year, remember, Denny Hamlin wrecked out in that wild race opener last year in this race. And now, 15th, and I'm interested to see how this team responds. Obviously, everybody's chronicling it, including myself included in this mix, that this is Denny Hamlin's best opportunity to get back to championship. And I totally forgot about 2014 when he made a championship for their leading at Homestead, and then the pit stop cost him there. So I totally forgot about that. But yes, back to the current situation. This is his best opportunity to get back to the championship four and possibly compete. He's a former winner there. We all know that. We all know that for sure. But I gotta tell you, I mean, last year he wrecked out and then ran terrible at Richmond, which really set him up to, I believe he got eliminated in the first round or second round, one of those two, but he did not have a very good round at all. So again, it'll be interesting to see how he responds now, because he ran well in the spring at Richmond. We all know that the VA, Denny Hamlin, you put him at Richmond, you know he's going to be one of those top contenders to go out here, go out there, and contend for a victory on Saturday night. And after this performance here, everybody's going to be paying attention to him. Virginia, the VA, is home track, and I believe this is going to be one of the cars here you're going to have to beat on Saturday night. Obviously, the Joe Gibbs Racing car is going to be on point, especially this 11 FedEx Toyota guy. So Denny Hamlin is going to have to answer the bell here, and he was very calm about it. So we'll see what car unfolds for this team on Saturday night. And moving forward, or moving downwards, if you will, Kyle Busch, Eminem's number 19. Boy, I got to tell you, 19 car, and hit the wall very early in this race. Uncharacteristically hit the wall two laps down, pretty much through over half the race, getting the laps back, and then eventually runs towards the end of the race. They hit the wall again, front end all torn, all screwed up, running in the back, I believe, Garrett Smithley there, which caused some talking points there at the end of this race there. Kyle Busch, that really set him off. Finishes a lap down in 19th position there after starting 20th. So this was very uncharacteristic as well. And again, I sort of mentioned this either last week or a week before that, that, you know, for one chance, as talented as KB is, when it gets down to the playoffs, some strange things happen to him. He gets into odd situations and gets himself into bad situations. And again, this was very bad. Early on, tagging the wall and really never recovered. I mean, yeah, he went back, he worked his way back up in the top 10 and whatnot. People started to think, yeah, he's going to win this race. But, and then you find yourself, this is a situation that kind of puzzles me. All right, so look, these lap cars, nowhere near competitive, right? But they're black markers every week, right? Joey Gase and Garrett Smithley, Kyle Busch, where was your IQ at, son? I have no idea. I mean, William Byron went around these guys with no issues, right? And then, I just don't know what Kyle Busch was thinking, right? I think this was more of a driver error than, I mean, I give Gase and Smithley as and there were some shots thrown on Twitter after the fact. Not necessarily on Twitter, but after the race, Jeff Gluck was posting transcripts on Gase and Smithley and what they said. I'm not going to dive deep into that territory because I can go a while on that. But I got to go. That's a driver on Kyle Busch. You have a fast enough car at least to go around him. Why would you run almost? He almost basically ran through Garrett Smithley there, who runs regularly in the Xfinity Series, but you got to know what you're doing on a racetrack. I don't care if you're a rookie. This is the 27th race of the Cup Series season overall, and you're running into the back of a marker who is many laps down. Obviously, we all know that, right? They're not up to speed, obviously. You're triple time as fast as these guys. Let's go around and we'll go below them. I mean, yeah, time to time is critical situations. They're going to be in the way, and we're all going to complain about it, right? But in this situation here, I mean, this basically blew up in his face, and then you want to go Marshawn Lynch. Oh, by the way, Marshawn Lynch, they're driving the pace car, so kudos to Skittles man of Marshawn Lynch. He was obviously one of the more talented running backs, or was one of the more talented running backs in the NFL. They decided to retire, but the dude's a character, man. I love me some Marshawn Lynch. Kudos there. So, and then you're chanting your Marshawn Lynch and saying you're gonna get fired. And I've said this too many times on this podcast. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 playoff reaction from Vegas. Kyle Busch doesn't get his way, he's going to cry about it. Obviously, these guys are the ultimate competitors of the Busch boys, of the sport, obviously. They want to get every ounce of the car they can get. They want to win everything. And you're just going to have to take what it is. And maybe Kyle Busch had a winning car. Maybe he didn't. I have no idea because I missed, really, the opening stage there and then got home to watch the rest of it along with Sunday Night Football, which the Falcons won. They're over the Eagles, so, yep. I'm not going to call any names. Y'all know who y'all are, Eagles fans. But, this is just boggling me. You'll go around these guys. I mean, why did you go back? I mean, you saw the 52 right in front of you. I just don't understand why he ran through them anyways, and then you want to go out and cry about afterwards and saying all this other stuff. But Joey Gase, Gary Smithley, they're out here running too. And then one of the things I will mention is that I think it was Gary Smithley saying that why don't we trade places, because I damn sure want to drive your car. Something in the lines of that. So, you drive my car, see how you feel every week that you're driving in. Yeah, it's miserable. Getting lapped every 5-10 laps or whatever it is. So, very positive situation there. And that's a Kyle Busch error, in my opinion, there. You have to go around him. Even with a damaged car, go up through the field with a banged up right side, get yourself in the top 10, then you can pass Joey Gase and Gary Smithley easily. There is no excuse why you gotta run through Gary Smithley. I just don't understand that concept. I mean, where was your sense right there? I don't know what he was thinking in that situation. They were trying to cause controversy. Well, he sure as hell did. And it cost him 19th, the number one seed. Probably the more second surprise, other than the number one of the weekend, which was, no doubt, Grant Infinger there, not transferring to the next round. Kyle Busch finished 19th. That's got to be disappointing for that team there. Next playoff driver, probably even more disappointing, Clint Bowyer. And Clint Bowyer, this was one of the drivers that, in that big doppelganger of drivers that needed a great night, he didn't get it done. And for my gut told me that not to buy into Clint Bowyer, even if he got his first pole in some 3 or 4 years. And my gut turned out right on that. No speed, going straight backwards. Clint Bowyer only led a lap at starting the pole. I know we're going to Richmond, and I said it in the playoff preview of the round of 16 that Richmond was his best opportunity to get a win, and I stand firmly by that. Richmond is going to be critical. If he doesn't get any stage points, or for that matter, gets a good top five, he done. He's done in the role, man. That's all. I'm gonna leave it right there. But Clint Bowyer, no speed, going straight backwards from the pole to 25th there. That's gotta be disappointing there. 4-14. I mean, yeah, Stuart Haas Racing, they swept the first two rows, but only Kevin Harvick showing something there. And not, did I skip over Aaron Almirola? Big D, go back up. I did. So, speaking of which, Almirola, finished 13th. Quiet 13th at that. Only leading 3 laps for Almirola. So, even with all the qualifying speed, Almirola, 13th. Bowyer, disappointment for him, 25th. If he does that again, yeah, you're done for these playoffs there. So, Bowyer, very disappointed in that situation. And the biggest losers coming out of Vegas, Eric Jones, 36th for Eric Jones, and he says he can make up 26 points. He's the last guy right now out, one of the four guys out right now. If the next round were to start, he would be one of the guys out, but right now, 26 points. And yeah, you still got time, but you better back put your money where your mouth is there. Oh, that Jones boy, 36, one of the early restarts, having issues underneath the car, and went multiple laps down, eventually had to retire from the race. He came back after repairing that, so that's devastating right there. This is the second year in a row that Eric Jones has possibly had a good car, and we're all obviously had a good car last year, but this year, same thing, and issues. That's got to be demoralizing for a team right there, with expectations to probably go to the round of 8, maybe, and now you're in a deep hole, not as deep as Kurt Busch, dead last in my lap traffic fantasy pick there. So that was not good on that occasion there, but Kurt Busch, yeah, said he was, that was devastating, and that was devastating hit there for Kurt Busch there, running the top 10 through the stage. You got stage points through the first two stages, and only to end up there in the wall after saying you're going to come and pit. And as funny as it sounds, boy, where are you going to pit? All of a sudden, you hit the wall. We've seen this too many times, ladies and gentlemen. We've seen this so many times. That driver has tire issues and all of a sudden wants to pit. Next caution, that driver is into the wall. That's what happened to Kurt Busch. And Kurt Busch, going to Richmond, put your work gloves on, son. Hugh and Eric Jones and Clint Bowyer. I believe Ryan Newman is the other guy out of that mix as well. We'll have to check that on the other side of the break. Actually, we're going to check that right now before we take our final break. You guys are listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. That was a playoff rundown. Right there, playoff drivers finishing 1 through 10. Your non-playoff driver leading that pack, Jimmy Johnson, finished in the 11th spot there. So Jimmy Johnson leading the non-playoff driver group in that area. And now Big D switches it over to the Cup side, where we find, obviously, Mark Trez Jr., yes, sir, going to the next round after winning Vegas over the weekend. Harvick, 3 out. Logano, 7 out. Kyle Busch, now, is 4th in 19, and obviously, but points really don't matter at this point. Really, you have to be in that top 12. So let's run down who's in, other than those four. Keselowski, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, and Newman is the first guy out. Almirola, they're 6 up on Newman heading in to Richmond. Almirola, so that leaves Newman 6 out, Kurt Busch, Clint Bowyer, and Eric Jones. 4 guys out right now. Bowyer and Eric Jones, put your work gloves on. You're going to have to do some work here coming up at Richmond. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting because now one of those guys win the bottom, that's going to shape everything else. So Eric Almirola, you got no time to sleep, son. So this day is going to get interesting. Richmond is going to be crazy, and then you don't know what the hell is going to happen at the Roval. So this is critical. I mean, these two races right here, guys set you up. If you don't finish well in these first two races in this round, yeah, you're not going to be sleeping on the Roval, because we all know what happened to the Roval last year. All types of craziness, especially towards the end. The Federated Auto Parts 400, 6:30 local time on NBCSN, doing double duty this weekend for the races. And MRN has it over the radio if you're not able to catch that as well. So, yeah, man, lots going on in that situation right there for the Cup Series as they head into Richmond next. And we're going to dive straight into each of you Hemi stickers right now, folks. Give me the list. Thank you very much, Big D. All right, so Big 3. All right, so now we got you the ET3 Hemi stickers of the week. Right now, let's get at it, folks. Austin Hill, ET3 Hemi sticker winner of the Vegas World of Westgate 200. Christian Eckes, I know he's not in the playoffs. Great, great afternoon for Eckes. Pole and finishing a third. All Kyle Busch Motorsports trucks at least had a decent night at Vegas. ET3 helmet sticker. And Sheldon Creed, yes, I know, another not playoff driver in the trucks. ET3 helmet sticker there. Tyler Reddick going to the Xfinity Series. ET3 helmet sticker there. Brandon Jones, ET3 helmet sticker right there for you. And keep in mind the Greg Alden, ET3 helmet sticker for the Xfinity Series. And of course, Martin Truex Jr., ET3 helmet sticker. Give me mine again to Kevin Harvick, ET3 helmet sticker again. And then my last one, I'm giving mine to Alex Bowman. I kind of gave Alex Bowman kind of out the door a little bit. But Alex Bowman finished 6th. Yeah, you deserve an ET3 helmet sticker. I'm giving my last one to you. ET3 helmet sticker there. And Big D has his ET3 helmet sticker in his. Is coming from the Xfinity Series, Justin Allgaier. How about that? ET3 helmet stickers this week there. There you go, folks. Let's round it out one more time. Folks, here, Tyler Reddick, Brandon Jones, Greg Gaulding, Justin Allgaier, Christian Eckes, Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill, Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, and Alex Bowman. I might have said one twice, but yeah, you get it. ET3 helmet stickers this week. All right, folks. Now we're gonna queue up the news here, folks. Here to cap off tonight's podcast, we got some breaking news here coming from the Cup Series, and I'm teeing it up pretty much at the beginning of the show. I'm bringing it back right now, Big D. Let's bring it back.
Three Wide NASCAR Podcast Breaking News Update with EG3.
That's right. Breaking news here on the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast to cap it off tonight on Playoff Reaction. Focuses on Richard Childress Racing and Daniel Hemric getting the boot. Richard Childress saying see ya to Daniel Hemric. This is unfortunate for this young man in his first year in the Cup Series. He is getting the boot. And this is a bad break for this team, man. I got an issue with this little bit here. I mean, yeah, yes, it's a performance base, but what has Austin Dillon done this year? He ain't done nothing this year. He didn't even make the playoffs. And I mean, yes, he's a grandson and whatnot, but I mean, you're gonna drive that three car? Yeah, win some races. He's only done that two times. And yes, they're the biggest races of the year and whatnot. And those come off of final lap situations for Austin Dillon. But he ain't done squat in that car. And Daniel Hemric's first campaign, first year in the Cup Series, well, he's getting booted. Richard Childress Racing announced today releasing Daniel Hemric as a driver of the team's number 8 Chevrolet following Homestead. And I already said Hemric's first year, and he's getting the boot there, and the team stated this, Richard Childress Racing has exercised its option and will release Daniel Hemric as driver of the number 8 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series Camaro ZL1 effective immediately. The conclusion of the race, a team statement said, quote, Daniel is a very talented driver and an outstanding person. We like to thank him for his commitment and dedication to RCR the past 3 years and wish him continued success in his future endeavors. Additional information on RCR's Cup program will be announced at a later date. And there's been a lot of swarming, especially on Twitter, and we've been talking about it a lot, about Tyler Reddick moving up in the Cup. Well, that's pretty much going to happen now, especially with the upside that Reddick has. And we talked about it a little bit on this podcast here, folks, that now this opens the door for Tyler Reddick. So obviously now, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, possibly going to be more than likely going to be moving up, which leaves what's going to happen with Cole Custer. Could be fine out here in a little bit. So yeah, man, I mean, probably not shocking, but kind of disappointing, if you will, here. Daniel Hemric. And to boot, Daniel Hemric has not won a race in the NASCAR Top 3 Series. He has not won, and now you get the boot that, hey, Richard's saying, hey, I'm kicking you out of that 8 ride for Tyler Reddick. That's what we're looking at now, folks. So I'm probably going to have more on this on next week. Post-race reaction from Richmond, which everybody's going to now except for the Truck Series. But, man, you got to feel for Daniel Hemric right now and where he's going to end up. I just don't know. Especially with the Wood Brothers getting Matt DiBenedetto now. You got to wonder, Daniel Hemric, where he's going to end up. I have no idea. You can't go to front row, right? I don't know. But I just got a situation. Austin hit. I just got a little pick to deal with Austin Dillon. He ain't performing either. So, I mean, yeah, I know it's your grandson, Richard, but you gotta look at, if you look at that numbers there, I just don't know. Especially if Austin Dillon don't get back to the playoffs next year, gotta redo your situation there. But so he hasn't done much either. So that is what it is. It is what it is. But a fortunate situation for Daniel Hemric is he's gonna be looking for a ride next year and pretty much clears the sea for Tyler Reddick to move in to that ride. So we'll stay tuned for that. And stay tuned, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, Big D, let's close this thing down. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wrap for another edition of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast Playoff Style. Big D, thanks for hanging out and doing your thing. As always, this thing will go out Thursday lunch hour sometime before. It'll be out before I leave, that's for sure. I'll make sure that happens. But for now, thank you guys for so much for listening, tuning in to the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. Remember, you can download this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and including SoundCloud as well. Y'all know what the deal is. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Richmond on its way. Buckle up. The drama continues. We out.
Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide. 3 wide.